Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. You can listen to us on the free Odyssey app, take us on the go, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company. The Junkies looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. You sent Mike Marr on a mission to find out how many bikes.
Yeah.
We're downstairs. Did we get any count?
I don't know if he went down there
Mike
or
Marr,
not.
Mike, did you go downstairs to the bike area here?
No, and to be honest, I'm a little confused on like how to exactly get down to the garage. I've never parked down there, so I don't know if my car getting back up works. So
you can borrow my card if you want to go do some
recon.
You
got to wait a little bit. I mean, nobody's in the office yet.
Correct.
Okay, we'll do it like 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Yeah. We'll do a check-in.
So many bikes are down there.
Cakes has to move his car anyway, right?
I do have to move my car.
Do you move your car every morning?
If it's on, look, I don't hoard electricity like some people in this building. Some people, I won't mention any names or the make or color of their vehicles, but some of those vehicles, you're only supposed to stay in your spot for 3 hours at a time.
Okay.
And then you're supposed to free it up because there's only two spots to charge.
Right.
So I generally go down at 8:15 and move my car. Sometimes I see cars there for 5 and 6 hours at a time. Now, sometimes the parking people will go put a sheet of paper on their windshield that says you've been parking longer than the 3 hour allotted time limit. Like
you used to be one of those guys though, right? Now you're acting like you're above it.
I'm benevolent.
You used to be one of those guys.
I think in his defense, I think Cakes wasn't that worried about it. He didn't think that there were that many other people that wanted it.
I didn't think it was that big of a deal. So at first I would look at the
laugh
you must,
at it.
I would kind of sneer at like a 3 hour time limit. Whatever, but now I clearly know there is demand on those spots.
So when you go down to move your car,
so I can
take a picture.
I can actually do the recon.
A picture of the empty bike area.
8:15-ish, 8:20. I'll give you an update, and I don't even need to take a picture to tell you an update. There's going to be like two bikes down there.
Yeah,
there's space for 2,000.
Let's go to Keith at Tyson's. Keith, what's up, buddy?
Hey, so I'm just calling because you talked about rugby a bit back. I'm a former rugby player. One of my teammates is actually a co-owner of the Old Glory DC.
Oh, nice. Very good.
Very cool.
So when you talk about putting on the jersey, they're supposed to be so tight that when you get tackled, nobody can grab the cloth.
Gotcha.
That makes sense.
To the point that most of us needed help getting them off after a game.
Yeah.
Really?
So sweaty.
Now, were you one of the big fatties kind of in the middle, or are you one of the sillies down on the end?
So I was in the scrum, but I was a small guy on the scrum. To give you a football equivalent, I was kind of like linebacker, fullback type.
Gotcha.
I swear to God, I've watched a bunch of games now because my son is playing. I literally have no idea how possession changes.
I don't know how it works
either. Well, let him explain it.
Yeah, possession. So there's two ways it can happen. The other team can commit a penalty, which would be if they drop the ball and it goes forward, or they throw the ball forward, that's a penalty.
Yeah.
And then you scrum down, and so that's when everybody binds up. And then the other way is just an open play at any point if you intercept the ball.
Or you fumble it or something.
Yeah, if you tackle them and they don't have somebody to protect you and you just step over them, you can pick it up.
What about this one? I don't know if you guys have ever seen it, really, because I'm going to guess probably very little because, you're normal. But I've watched some lately. But what's the move where all of a sudden there's like an out-of-bounds play and they just launch some dude up in the air.
Yeah, they're holding the dude up.
They throw the freaking ball at him. What is that?
So that's called a line out. I was one of the guys that got launched in the air.
Yeah.
So they take the big guys in the middle,
Jason?
And you gotta have somebody light enough that you can lift, but tall enough that they can reach up there.
Right.
So that's kind of like a mashup between a soccer throw-in and a face-off in hockey.
Yeah, it's wacky.
So the deal is, if somebody gets if somebody goes out of bounds, the other team gets to throw the ball in, and then we all have like code words to each other so that we know where we're gonna throw it.
Oh, so do you guys like deke each other out by like have three or four different guys that you might throw up in the air, or does everyone know?
100%. So, there's different ways you can do it. Sometimes what you have is you have one guy at the back, that will run to one of three different holes. Sometimes you just throw it right to the front guy. Sometimes you throw it, and we've also had them before where we would have guys that. One of them would just turn and lift the other guy, and you didn't know which guy was going to do it.
I don't want to bore people, but I appreciate it.
Thank you, Keith. We appreciate it. Rugby 101.
What happened to the rugby player?
Maybe it was Australian rules football that was brought over to the NFL maybe a year or two ago. I want to say by the Niners.
Who knows?
He was supposed to be some sick running back.
He got in trouble for like a rape charge or something.
Oh, really?
Remember that dude? Like for the Niners? That was like 5-6 years ago.
I'm no longer falling for the... Hey, there's an amazing rugby player that's going to come over and revolutionize NFL football, because we've heard that for the last 10 or 15 years. And you know what happens? Nothing.
Drab, what happened to that guy? I feel like Drab was invested in him.
Who's that?
I'm talking about? He was like a rugby player, Australian rules football.
Like a sex assault charge.
That I thought
Jared Haynes.
Jared Haynes.
Yes. From the 49ers? Yeah. There's a guy in the Chiefs, too. I forget his name.
Yeah,
starts with a Z. They never really pan out.
Yeah, they don't pan out.
The punters
I pay them no attention.
There might be an occasional punter.
Australian punters are all over the place.
Yeah, punters, for sure. But, like, guys who are returning kicks or playing, like, real positions, they have no impact.
Can we get EB into a sport that people actually care about?
He does watch some random stuff.
Rugby, volleyball. I mean, what about baseball or basketball?
He's so anti-mainstream.
I like those sports, but my kids don't play them.
Hey, Meg's really into snooker.
What is Meg going to do when she's done? She might, you know what? She might be into running.
Yeah, what's her competitive outlet?
I think she might start doing some running.
That's good.
She actually says it.
That's mainstream.
Jokingly, she wants to be a pro pickleball player.
Ooh, I like
jokingly.
That. Like that.
She says it jokingly. Mm. But I just bought her golf clubs. Did I tell you that?
Wasn't there a big brawl in the pickleball world?
I don't know.
This past week?
Oh, I saw one a few weeks ago.
Hopefully there won't be one at Norbeck this weekend. We're taking on Columbia Country Club, intra-club match.
Oh, nice.
Big to-do tomorrow.
Nice.
You're repping Norbeck?
Yes, correct.
Are you home or away?
We're home this week. Here's the controversy. We're home this week, but the lower tier team goes to Columbia Country Club. And I think Columbia Country Club's bit is they are so highfalutin, they think they're freaking Wimbledon. I think you have to wear all white when you play either tennis or pickleball at Columbia Country Club.
That's no joke.
Like, our team went there a few years ago, and they were just wearing random colors, and they were like, you must wear all white if you expect to play at Columbia Country Club. And then they had to scramble and like go buy white gear at their pro shop.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, because my wife's at the same, playing in a similar match, because she's playing at Columbia. She said, yeah, it's all white.
You got to wear all white.
I was like, do you even have all white?
I mean, is this a major? Is this a grand slam? And I was unaware of it.
Yeah.
That's very hoity-toity.
Yeah. I mean, it's an old-school thing.
Yeah, it is kind of old-school.
In 1987, Cakes began working at Wild World. I started working there in 1988. Mm-hmm. Wild World eventually became Six Flags.
Yeah, Six Flags America.
So Wild World opened in 87?
No, I think it opened in 83, like that.
Early 80s.
I used to do spots for them way back in the day.
Yeah,
he was like the face of the theme park for a while.
And we actually did a Junkies appearance from Six Flags maybe 25 years ago.
Kind of raunchy.
Yeah.
From what I remember.
for being in a family park, we were pushing the limits for sure.
Just a bit.
But Six Flags, after 50 years, I think, at that location, dating back to when it was a safari before that. Mm-hmm. I found out during the commercial break it was owned by Ross Perot, who
oh,
ran
really?
For president.
Oh,
it was a safari for a few years, became Wild World, mm-hmm. then becomes Six Flags. No more.
As of November 2nd, shuttering it.
Listen, I haven't been there in decades.
I don't think I've been there since I worked there.
Literally decades.
Oh, I've definitely been there in the last decade.
My kids have gone, but I don't go. It kind of hits me a little bit that they're going to close it down.
Is it off?
I kind of like having
it. Is it off
of
Central Avenue?
It's right off Central Avenue.
Yeah, I mean, now, it's like 2 miles from where we grew up.
The first thing I thought of when I heard the news, I thought this immediately. I said, that's Prince George's County's play at luring the Commanders. It's the first thing I thought of. Because it's a 500-acre site. It's massive. I mean, the RFK site is, what, 180 acres?
But how do they... Okay, so you're saying it was this is all coordinated? You think this is your conspiracy theory?
My conspiracy... Put on your tinfoil hats, everybody.
I like conspiracies.
My conspiracy theory is Wes Moore has sent his delegation, or he went himself to Six Flags and said, look, you guys have been considering closing this park for a while. How about you close it? You put it up for sale, and if the thing in D.C. falls through, this is the perfect fallback plan mm-hmm. for the Commanders. Because he's not just going to sit by idly and wave the white flag while they construct this gleaming palace for them.
So what's
in
the incentive for them, the seller? You're saying he's saying to them, hey, look, we might buy this from you for a lot of money.
No, the incentive is for them to sell at least a part of that land to Josh Harrison Company.
But they already have the land at the FedEx site.
Yeah, but mate, they've been there. They've done the been there, done that.
So they just want to move 2 miles down the road?
It's a fresh start. Again, this is a wacky conspiracy theory.
I think it's a half-baked theory.
Like it.
It's a wacky theory.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's the first thing I thought of.
Because the whole theory of staying in Maryland was they were just going to build it at the same site right alongside, and they already have the infrastructure set up.
I know Josh Harris doesn't want to be in Maryland. That's been made abundantly clear. But he needs to have a backup plan in case DC falls through.
The backup is the old site.
I think the new backup is the Six Flags property.
Well,
because
the drive to that location, because we grew up 2 miles from there,
would be
even more difficult.
You're going to have to build a lot of infrastructure around it. Work with me here.
My theory would be,
I don't know if I'm buying.
They're not making a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
and a builder wants to come in, or multiple builders want
to
come
in.
And that's probably correct.
They'll pay ridiculous amounts of money for it.
You're probably correct about that.
Right.
That's what the corporation is saying.
Right.
That the corporation is saying they made a decision that they can make more money selling it.
Building homes, I believe.
Is PG County open to building data centers? Or do they vote against that?
Not sure.
Because that would be another reason to sell the land.
Certainly.
Because data center, those companies spend so much money
on
land.
And it's a huge chunk of land.
But you know, that area exploded. When we grew up in Pointer Ridge in Bowie, Maryland, which was right off Central Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
It was all woods around us.
It was nothing.
And then if you go there, it's just houses, big houses,
mm-hmm.
Apartment complexes.
Right.
Everything down there. So that's land which actually is not developed for housing, but it's a lock. They're going to build more houses.
Well,
I mean,
so
you used
PG
to go to
County is very desirable right now. I mean, obviously people know it's always touted as being one of the richest counties for like African Americans, etc. That's valuable property. It's very valuable.
It's going to bring a tear to my eye and a non-allergy tear when they take a big wrecking ball to the Wild One wooden giant roller coaster. When it's just a bunch of matchsticks all over the place.
I won't shed a tear.
A fun roller
coaster.
But it
does. It does.
Is that going to hit you?
It hits me a little bit.
Really?
You got your shoes stolen there back in the day.
My childhood, man.
Yeah. EB and I had to take a bus home, and he had to go home barefoot.
Do you know how many times?
I would never let my kids do what my parents let me do.
I can't even tell you how many times before I worked there that I would get on the Metro bus and ride the Wild World with my season pass.
Yeah.
And then I'd go in with a sack full of quarters.
Yeah.
And I would just go play track and field.
Me too.
And play all the arcade. I was
track and field king.
Days there. Days of my 14
Valdez,
and 15
you know
year
how old
much, summers.
Seasons, this is a season's pass.
Yeah.
All right, when you're a kid?
When we were a kid.
And basically you show it and you
every day.
Walk
you go
in.
Every day.
Yeah, just walk
you go
in.
Every day, all day.
And they had silly roller coasters.
I think I know what it was the first year.
I don't even remember when it was Adventureland.
I believe it was $29.
Might have been.
$29, and you know, you have to convince your parents a little bit.
But sure.
$29, you could go there every day all summer.
I remember going like 15 times one year.
Just hang out in the wave pool all day.
And yeah,
just go down water slides,
14 or
right.
15 years old, and I'm telling you, I wouldn't let my daughter just go on the Metro by herself. I honestly,
it's like one stop. 15.
I know. I'm just telling you, I wouldn't. I know we did different things when we were kids.
Yeah, you got on the Metro bus in Pointe Ridge, and 5 minutes later, we were at the park.
Yeah.
We'd stay there for a couple hours.
I remember reaching up and grabbing that cord and just pulling it down to stop right at the Wild World exit. Yeah.
What was your favorite ride?
I wasn't a ride guy. I was a scaredy cat.
Hold on. You went to it. You went to Adventureland.
Yeah, what'd you do there?
What did you do?
I liked the. I told you. Track and field.
Giant arcades.
Arcades.
Hold on. No, you, there's a wave pool.
They had a wave pool.
Water slides.
I really enjoyed the wave pool. I'm not big on water slides unless they're closed because they the way they design them, they have you right up on the edge. I feel like I'm going to fly out of that thing.
The gold, I'm not scared. The gold was the best.
The gold water slides.
They had four different colors.
I don't like the ones with the drops that are high that go straight down.
They had the Rampage.
Oh, the
Rampage. That was kind of silly.
I wasn't big on rides.
So you wouldn't even get on like the pirate ship that would go back?
I would get on the pirate ship.
That was lame.
Like sit in the middle.
What a loser. You'd sit in the middle?
Yeah, you got to sit on the end.
You got to sit on the end.
The line for the ends is always overflowing.
I'm a scaredy cat. I don't like those things.
Now, they didn't have this. They didn't have this when we were growing up, EB, so I don't know.
I tried to muscle through, but I didn't like it.
I don't know if, you know, you said you hadn't been to Six Flags in years.
Decades.
Lazy River, EB.
Lazy River. Lazy Rivers are silly.
Has its merits.
That wasn't there when we were kids.
Yeah,
but
it wasn't there. I don't
they added like the wave pool added like a whole new section.
Eric, you would have loved this. Our last Gents Cup golf trip, we had 32 guys in inner tubes on the Lazy River, just floating around.
Where was that?
This at the resort?
At Kingsmill.
So many beers in hand floating around.
I need to book a resort.
Are you leaving today for that?
Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Did you get your surf sides?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get black cherry lemonade? I know you're a green tea guy now.
I have every flavor imaginable.
Right.
Yes. The guys are going to be sized. I have 98 total.
I got
surf
a little sassy last night. Dude, I had a surf side.
Those will be going
followed
quick.
By a beer.
I tweeted about mine that I had, you know, the black cherry, and I was like, I'm late to the party on the black cherry. Sorry. Some guy tweeted me back. I think he was he at a Phillies game?
Oh yeah, Phil. I saw that tweet too.
$27 for one surf side.
That's a big one. That's a big boy.
It was a bigger one.
It was a big boy.
I've seen that.
I
didn't even know.
I thanked Bobby the other day.
How come not giving us the big boys?
And,
Eric, I think it's just for stadium consumption.
You're gonna be sized. I thank Bobby through text and everything. Saying we appreciate it.
Yeah,
thank you for being the unofficial sponsor of Gents Cup.
Yeah.
He sent me a screenshot. Your golf bags en route.
Oh
no! Wow. No, you're kidding, right?
Oh, it's en route. I have the order form and everything.
Look at that
here.
Wow. He's about to make your summer better.
I'm so psyched to be an ambassador.
Yeah,
I think it's a big boy bag too.
Oh really?
I think it's like a staff bag.
You're gonna be balling.
Oh, I can't. What am I gonna do with that? Well, I guess what I
yeah, when
I
you ride. Well, yeah. When you ride,
but you know what? It doesn't matter when you walk. You put it on your little carty thing.
Yeah.
You're gonna be a walking advertiser for Surfside at Norbeck.
It's perfect.
Do you know? There is such a thing as manifesting. I manifested.
Made it happen.
I bet you it's silly. Did you see a picture of it?
No, he just sent me the order form. It's Surfside Callaway stand bag.
Oh, stand bag.
Stand.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. That's a walk bag.
Best part about
it. And your driver cover, and you're getting golf balls.
It's probably a one.
Jesus,
probably a one of one.
I literally manifested that.
Well, yeah, you begged.
Yeah. Begging works.
I brought you the covers.
Because I played golf with him. I brought you the cover, and you just raved about how great the cover was.
Right, and then I manifested it in my brain because I'm silly. I said, I want a bag.
You got it done. I'll give you credit.
Thank you. I manifested it. So silly.
Well done.
What else?
You're not going to be able to manifest Six Flags coming back.
No, probably not.
Dunsky.
When is Six Flags?
November 2nd.
November?
Oh. I guess the end of this season.
Get your visits in this summer, Jason.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Go for your birthday on Sunday.
Yeah, I'll meet you there.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
So I'm not sure if you guys are all aware of the viral bit that that was sweeping the DMV yesterday. The Josh Connerly Jr. Challenge. That
I think
the
it's been around for a couple days. He posted it. We saw it right around when he was drafted.
So Josh Connerly is the first round pick of the Commanders out of Oregon. He's a super freak athlete, tackle. Probably going to start at right tackle as a rookie.
Yeah.
So there's a video of him where he starts on his knees and then unassisted by his arms or anything with no support, he just flexes off of his knees up into his stance and then he backpedals like he's blocking somebody.
Right. So he jumps like off of his knees to his feet.
He just jumps off of his knees straight to his feet in one fluid motion.
As big as he is, that's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people are, you know, recreating it. Some are successful, some are not.
I saw J.P. Finley do it.
J.P. Finley did it. It was kind of impressive.
I thought he did it. I thought he executed it. He downplayed it, but I thought it was executed.
Yeah. I mean,
I won't even try.
J.P. Finley's in his, I think, early 40s. Like, that's a pretty good feat. And I'll be honest, I tried it last night after I saw my daughter do it. Now, she's 23.
Yeah.
And she works out a lot. So she did it pretty easily.
Yeah.
Now, I was frozen. I couldn't. I really couldn't even attempt. I was just there on my knees. Like, how do you even begin to perform this move?
It's a sad acknowledgement of that we're so close to death.
It's the Reaper that's looming.
When I was a young person, I do that in my sleep.
Sure.
Okay. I can't even jump on a trampoline, and my brain won't even let my legs go and land on my butt. You know what I mean? Like, your brain locks up. It knows. Don't even try that.
I don't even think in my very mediocre athletic prime, whenever that was,
you could have done it.
I don't think I could do it because I have really bad balance and terrible flexibility.
I believe you would have been able to do it.
It's the pop up.
I just don't know that I'd be able to pull it.
But like you're saying, you could even pop up. My problem is I don't even think I could sit down in the opening position because occasionally, it doesn't happen often. For example, we went to a read to a dog bit. Okay, where I had to sit on the floor. My daughter got to read to a dog. It was in a public library.
Yeah.
I struggle to sit on the floor. I can't sit Indian style.
So right, we're going to bring Mar in, though, because Mar claims he can do it,
Let me try it again.
Let's try again?
But I might not even move. I might just be paralyzed and stuck to the floor.
I'm telling you, your brain might not let you.
I don't think it will. Excuses, though. I'm seeing old heads all over Twitter doing this.
I'm telling you, I don't think I can do it. But I'll try it.
Listen, I'm telling you. That's a joke to me when I'm a young person.
I'll try it. I'm sure I'm going to be just like you, Cakes. I'm going to struggle to get my knees down.
I knew JP would give it.
But I'll try it. I can't even.
I don't think I'm going to be able to.
I can't even read a putt without groaning. All
right. I don't think you realize how bad my knees are. I have no. I'm bone on bone. I have no cartilage and no meniscus.
We got to wait. All right, do they have the? Do you want to give him the helmet? Give him the helmet, Jason. Give him the helmet. Let's
hold on. Let's see if they get rid of that lower third banner there. See Cakes' knees.
We can buy some time. Cakes, don't do anything yet.
It's going to weigh you down. That's a heavy helmet. It is
heavy. We're gonna, all right.
My hamstrings might seize up just in this position.
Yeah. I would cramp up. All right. Can he go? Yeah, you're good. You can try it if you want.
I just don't even know.
Where to start?
Well, can you like lean down and then to get the momentum, like lean down?
See, I had to use my hand to support me. I'll try.
Nobody put that on Twitter.
Let me see again. Try again, Kicks. You might just hop up.
Hold on, just let me get in my space.
That helmet's like 50 pounds, by the way. Yeah. It makes it a lot heavier.
He just stood up. Did your hammy? Did hammy not up? Yeah.
Legitimately seizing up.
I know better than to do that on TV. All right, let's see Mar. Let's see what you got. Give Mar the helmet. Let's see what the young boy can do.
I see the main challenge for me.
Yeah.
It's going to be.
Main challenge is you need a microphone, buddy.
Getting up is going to be really easy.
Yeah.
After that, it's all about getting hands involved. You know what I mean? Maybe get downfield. Close the edge.
I didn't even try to block. I just wanted to get up.
Right.
I wasn't blocking anybody.
Yeah, you didn't even get into your stance.
Yeah, no stance.
But you are a former offensive lineman, Cakes.
No, I tried out for defensive line.
Oh, you were
JP.
Trying to be edge rusher.
Yeah, right,
trying
Mar, to be a pass rusher. Hold on, settle down, Mar. Let's sell this.
What about when we played the Divas? What did you play then?
I was silly middle linebacker.
Oh, that's right. You're
calling
middle
all the plays.
LB,
he literally asked for every pad that they had.
I did. Yeah. I was heavily padded.
I think he didn't have a tackle.
I think I might have had
Harry in the middle linebacker without a tackle.
Horsey got
I'll tell
all.
You, Tommy Horsey. Tommy Horsey.
I can't think of anything more embarrassing.
He looked, sacks.
He looked like freaking LT out there. Yeah. He was making every play. Him and Gee, the former drunk. Gee. I couldn't make any plays.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot Gee was on that team.
Yeah, he was good,
all right,
too.
On. All right, so are you good with this?
All right, let's do a countdown here. It's Mike Marr trying the Josh Connerly challenge.
Yeah.
And then are you going to back up?
I'm going to explode up now. I'm going to hands just, the ball.
Okay, right, good. Right. Let's do this.
All right.
Again, he's super young. Like, so many advantages here.
Mike Marr, 3, 2, 1.
Pretty good. Right.
I mean, pretty good, pretty good. I was expecting more.
You want to give it another go? Let's give it another go.
I was expecting
come
a little
on,
more.
Explode, Mike. Come
yeah,
on.
Come on. Andy pulled it off.
He got a big ass or something like that. Get off the ground.
Also, this old ass Revo speed. It weighs a little more than I was expecting.
Yeah, the helmet? The helmet's slowing you down.
I told you.
The helmet off.
Yeah, No.
Come on. Let's see a little bit more explosion.
Yeah, I don't think Connerly didn't have his helmet on.
Can you touch the net in basketball? Like, can you even touch the net? Yeah.
Well, don't you remember? I think Drab was the more impressive jumper.
Right. And now I vaguely remember.
Hey, aren't you kind of hoping that he explodes up and then falls forward and hits his face on the corner of that table?
Yeah, no. Breaks the helmet.
That's evil.
No. I don't want him to hurt himself. All right, ready?
All right, here we go. Take
do
number
it again.
Two.
Take two. Let's see if we can be a little more athletic.
Okay, all Mike
right.
Marr.
Right?
Part two.
Come on, buddy.
3, 2, 1.
All right, not bad. A little bit better.
Well
nice
done,
job,
Mike Marr.
Mike. Nice job. Hey, you executed it.
Impressive
at least.
Work.
I know.
That
I can't
is a
do
heavy
it.
Helmet
that
at this
is.
Point in my life.
Can you imagine wearing that for freaking 60 minutes? Oh.
Yeah.
Guys smacking you on the head.
I literally am in agony sleeping, so I know I can't do that.
What about Valdez? He weighs the same as Connerly.
No.
Jeez. What a cheap shot.
What is happening over
Valdez
there?
Valdez is young enough that he might still be on the borderline of
the
being
last,
able to do
the
it.
Last thing I'm going to do is attempt that and
on
tear
TV?
My and that and tear my Achilles before a golf trip.
Yeah, you can't have that.
Right. Yeah.
That would ruin your entire year.
31 guys isn't going to work with your Ryder Cup event.
Well, you know, it's also, well, whatever. I think it's a lot more difficult. You ever just try to do a basic pistol squat? Those are, I mean, my knees, I have no shot.
Is that
at
with
it.
One leg out?
Yeah. And you
no
go
chance.
All the way down and all the way
impossible.
Up.
Impossible.
Yeah. My kids, because they're young, but they can start on their knees like Connerly and mm-hmm. do it into a pistol squat.
Oh, that's impressive.
On each one. I'm sure your kids can do it too. But you try to do it at our age.
I would
you
never
can't
attempt
even,
it.
You can't even move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can barely do a lunge without calling an ambulance, let alone.
I'm on the double replacement squat. Highway. It's a lock within 5 years. I'll
you're gonna have
fake knees.
You're gonna have two new knees,
probably. Yeah.
You know when I squat down to read a putt, I have to wait for the other person to hit their putt before I get up because my knees will crack in the middle of their swing.
You don't want them to hear it.
Yeah. I don't want them to get distracted.
Well, yeah. I have torn meniscus, and so it actually pains me in my right knee when I get down. It's awful.
Hey, we want to see from our listeners though if you're doing the Josh Connerly challenge. You can tag us at Junks Radio. And we can grade your Josh Connerly challenge.
Yeah. What would you grade Mars there? B plus.
Sure.
Fair.
Maybe B.
His second one was B.
Second one was better.
I was really hoping to be a little more explosive.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, shout out Don't Sleep. I think that's why I was able to, you know, defeat the challenge, get a little caffeine before I did it.
That helped you. Get the boost you needed.
Right.
But a little disappointed.
You're even disappointed in yourself.
A little bit. I mean, I'm happy I was able to do it, but I was hoping for a little more, you know, right off the jump, you know, getting
you want
up
a more
faster.
Burst.
Right.
Yeah, you're expecting more bursts.
You don't
there.
Have that athleticism we saw on the basketball court.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Poor kid. Sounds so defeated.
Got to see AWOD do this challenge from Richmond today.
Oh, is he going to try? He'll try. He's dumb enough to try. He might be able to do it.
No
is he
chance.
Big fatty now? What? Because well, because he got skinny for a period of time.
I think he's
back on it.
He's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, he's got a girlfriend. Yeah. How's his skin condition? Is it flared up?
That's permanent. I think. Yeah, lifetime.
No, but I think you could take medicine to calm it down. It's not really calm.
No.
He's got horrific skin.
I saw he interviewed Bryce Eldridge yesterday. Bryce was all size for him.
Oh, really?
Because Bryce is on the squirrels right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, one of the top prospects in baseball.
Very good. Good
nice.
For him.
Nice. Hey, our nation's heroes, need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle you no longer need, donating it to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and their families. Donating a car is easy. You'll get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes. We need your support today. That's the purpleheartfoundation.org.
Coming up in an hour at 8:45, I have an announcement to make.
Putting
it out there.
Is that a personal announcement?
Yeah.
A show announcement?
No, it's personal.
Oh, okay.
You're a grandpa.
You have to stay tuned until at 8:45. I'll have a big
reveal.
I'm
just waiting for that one. Every time you have an announcement, reveal. I'm going to keep saying it.
Just grandpa. Grandpa's your one seed?
Yeah. I'm rooting for you to be a grandpa first. That'd be great, because you've constantly brought it up now for probably...
I mean, I would be stunned if
for probably 3 or 4 years you've brought it up.
Yeah, I would be stunned if I was a grandpa first. Just because of the age difference. That's
all. I'm probably the favorite.
I think he's the favorite.
The leader in the clubhouse.
I'm not saying it to demean him in any way, other than just the awful feeling of being a grandfather. In you know what I mean. In means you're just that much closer to dying.
Right. Understood. Right.
Yeah, but it's gonna be amazing.
Maybe that's what it is. Kids. Maybe that's the announcement.
No, could I guess be. It's not.
Yeah.
So it's obviously some goof. It's probably something. Yeah, it's not serious.
I mean, you'll have to stay tuned at 8:45.
Got another hour.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Right. Did you see the pictures of the snake in Ocean City coming out of the ocean?
My son.
It's a big ass snake.
My son showed that to me.
Could you imagine?
Are you kidding?
That would freak me out.
My son showed me that, and
it
did.
Snakes.
It did freak me out.
An eastern hog-nosed snake.
Oh my
God! Now I haven't been.
Was slithering across the sand.
Is that a poisonous joint?
No, a hog-nosed snake, not venomous.
Dude, that's the thing.
How big is it?
It's pretty big.
Wow, it does look big.
That's what I hate about Ocean City. You can't see what you're walking into.
Where the hell did that come from?
The snake was in the water, and then it came out.
I'm out on getting in the water.
There was a woman who thought it was a stick.
It was trying to get the secrets.
And then she heard her daughter screaming, "It's a snake! It's a snake!"
Oh, my God.
Man, that is terrifying.
Hey, can they live in the ocean? Like being salty?
There are such a thing as... sea snakes, but I don't think they're indigenous to
Water moccasins.
Yeah, but they live like in swamps and
I don't think you'll see them in a
not
ocean.
In like
you see that
in the ocean.
It's like slithering in there.
So it
by
just,
the way, they're mildly venomous.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Hey, can you imagine you're laying
but they're,
on
they're
your
harmless? It says they're mostly harmless to humans. Hmm.
You're laying on your stomach. Catching some rays.
Yeah.
You got Morgan Wallen on your Bluetooth speaker, and that thing slithers up to your foot.
Oh, you mean like where you're on the beach?
Yeah. You're laying down.
Well, I think everybody would be screaming. So
I don't
think that would happen.
Yeah.
I'm more worried about just going in that murky, dirty
ass
water.
There's no chance there was even room for that snake on the beach in Ocean City. The last time I was there, you have to fight for real estate
April.
Mug.
When did this happen?
I assume it just happened.
This past weekend? Yeah, I mean, there's nobody there yet.
Not yet. But like any random day during the summer, good luck finding any sort of spot on the beach.
Mm-hmm. It happened 3 days ago.
Sands eroding everywhere.
Yeah, there's probably no one on the beach besides the person who filmed it.
Valdez, you have any
This headline writer loves alliteration.
Mm-hmm.
The headline is, "Slithering seaside sighting startles Ocean City beachgoers as snake emerges from the waves."
That is terrifying. Now, do you have any life hacks for finding a spot on some good real estate at Ocean City during the prime time?
Go out early.
You just go out early and stake your spot.
Yeah, you don't go out there at noon and expect to get prime location.
Right.
I mean, you got to go at 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Can you go and just set up your spot and then go back and sleep and then come back later?
It's kind of forbidden and frowned upon, but technically, yes, you can do that.
Okay. All right. Sound advice.
Don't you guys, aren't you fearful, like somewhat in your brain, when you go into that dirty ass Atlantic Ocean and you can't see what you're stepping on?
You're always rolling the dice
a
little bit. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I never pondered a freaking snake. It's one thing
never
to be
thought
worried
about
a
snake
a
in
shark,
the ocean. Yeah.
And you think, it's probably not going to happen. You
got a new fear unlocked.
I got a new fear. Yeah, you gave me a brand new fear.
That's a big boy, too.
That's a big boy.
That would freak
me out.
That
thing looks like it's 10 feet long. No.
How much money would it take for you to grasp at trying to catch the snake?
Just grab it with my bare hands?
Yeah. If you found out it's not it's not going to kill you.
I would never try to get that thing. Ever.
Just grab it by the tail.
It's funny you say that. I'm sure you guys have seen the viral video of the guy, hilarious guy, dude in Florida, and there's an alligator or croc. I don't know the difference. What's
an alligator?
In Florida to an alligator?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. He's got an alligator in his driveway, and it's a big boy. It's like a 10-footer plus, right? And all the neighbors are freaking out because it's not unusual to see alligators. They have the ponds. Mm-hmm. But this one's like on the driveway. The kids around and everything. So he takes his big recycling container.
Yeah, I've seen it.
You've seen it, right?
Yeah, I've seen it.
And he's just chasing it. And then he throws the top over it. And he pops it up. Have you seen that video?
I have.
Yeah.
And then he takes it to the lake nearby.
Yeah, brilliant.
That's a brilliant move by him.
Brilliant move. Yeah. But the guy also had ginormous balls because he definitely agitated that gator.
That's one where you call animal control and tell them, I have a 10-foot gator in my driveway. No.
That guy's a hero. That guy's a local hero.
Yeah. Well, there was a similar video that came out, I think, like last week. Somebody's Ring doorbell, shocker, in Florida. Not one. Two gators on their front porch, and one was like, the door is here.
Yeah.
One of them is like this on the door. He's got his little gator arms like this on the door, his big gator head right in the Ring camera, and the other one is 5 feet away,
just
like on the porch.
Where is this?
This is in Florida.
Yeah.
Like, and they were big. They were like 7 or 8 foot gators. These weren't like little 2 or 3 footers. These were big boys.
Right.
That could.
Can you put?
I'm watching that video right now.
An alligator could backpedal.
First time you've seen it, the guy trapping.
I haven't seen it yet with the trash can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see how pissed off?
I can't believe the gator's just chilling in his front yard.
Well, yeah, but you're in Florida. It's not unusual.
It's definitely not.
Can you put a scent like you would like a anti like a bear scent or something like around your house?
I don't know.
Like a gator repellent?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there's probably something you could put, but who knows?
I would definitely do that. It's funny, just so we're talking about viral videos here for a sec. My wife hit me to something. I'm way late to it. I'm sure you guys have all seen it, and it's probably been popular for 10 years.
Okay.
There's an old
planking
couple.
Jeez. How did he get that thing?
What is it?
Planking?
No, it's not planking. There's an old couple in Maryland.
All right.
Have you seen this before? And it's the guy, he's like 80 years old, and he's got his 80-year-old wife.
Okay.
And she's ornery, and she's cursing at him all the time, and he's just doing stuff around the house, and or outside the house, and they're cursing at each other because they're just old, and they're just trying to get through the day.
Okay.
And she's always complaining that she needs water, and she's cursing at him.
Haven't seen
and
this.
And then he goes, and he tries to come up with all these ingenious ideas to give her water in the car so they don't have to stop every 5 minutes. You've not seen this.
Not tracking
like,
with
it
you.
It gets like a million views. It's got like, I think he's got like 800,000 followers.
Just like
it's
an old
grandkid
couple.
that is videoing her grandparents, and they're freaking hysterical.
Haven't seen it. Haven't been exposed
and
to it.
People around here must know what part of it must be like La Plata or something. It's got to be something urgent.
Laurel. I'm sure. Why didn't you go Laurel there?
Could be. Well, you know what? How's that property looks a little nicer than what Laurel might offer. He's got a big property.
Okay.
Is it possible there are some really nice redeveloped areas in Laurel?
Look, he's staring at me like, what did you say?
I haven't been
to Laurel
driven down
in 20 years.
I haven't been to Laurel in forever.
I mean,
I don't even know how to get to Laurel anymore.
No, I mean, Laurel's literally a dump. I mean, it's a hellhole.
I'm guessing there's some really nice areas.
In Laurel?
Yes.
Incredulous.
I mean, how could you think that?
Because a lot of places that weren't necessarily that nice 30 years ago have really nice areas now.
What do you consider nice? They put a new Fridays in or something? Like, what do you think makes it nice?
Oh, like some new homes, town center.
You could put a new home in them. It doesn't matter if it's a new home. If it's still surrounded by hell.
It's still Laurel.
Yeah, it's still
Laurel. That's what he's basically saying.
Just
saying, some areas
shops everywhere.
DC's transformed. This area's transformed.
Hey, I'm looking at a silly $1.6 million house in Laurel.
Yes, of course. Eric's so close-minded.
You are an idiot if you pay $1.6 million to live in Laurel.
If it's in Laurel, imagine in your neighborhood, it'd be double. So it's probably a phenomenal house.
Cakes showed me Dion's home, in Texas?
Yeah.
That thing, I thought he asked, he's putting it up for sale. How many square feet is that
thing? I think it was 23,000
square feet. It looks like bigger than Jordan's house.
He uses 10%.
It's the biggest thing I've ever seen. It's only 5 milli. Now, 5 million is a lot of money. I'm not saying it's not a lot of money. But anywhere
but
else,
here
it'd
be 20.
Like, well, yeah. $25 to $30 million.
That house in California is $100 million.
Yeah, it's $100 million home. I'm damn near thinking about getting a loan.
Buy Prime's house.
You buy Prime's house. You got to see that thing.
Well, you're definitely getting a mortgage. Like starts with a 6. Not silly. Not a silly number.
Oh no, I'm.
You
sure
might get one that starts with a 7.
Yeah, no, yeah.
It'd be high.
It'd be really high for sure.
I refied at the perfect time. I'm so proud of myself for refying at the perfect time.
Yeah, did you get under 3?
My number starts with this.
2? Yeah.
A 2.
Yeah, I'm just over.
I feel like I'm stealing money.
3.1 I got. 3.12.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
You're so lucky.
I know mine's pretty good, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It might not be quite as. It might be like around 3.1 or something.
That's still great.
But you know what? People are still buying homes.
Oh, yeah.
And they're paying 6.5%, 7%.
Yep.
Hey, right now we're going to hook up caller number 10. Just by listening to the show, you can win prizes today. Caller number 10, we're going to hook you up with 2 tickets to go see Cypress Hill and Atmosphere. Dank Days of Summer Tour with Lupe Fiasco and The Far Side. That's coming up Friday, August 15th at Pier 6 Pavilion. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. All you have to do is be caller number 10 at 800-636-1067.